This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Officials in Massachusetts are gearing up to conduct what's called widespread contact tracing. It's to track and halt the spread of the coronavirus. The ambitious undertaking is a first in the nation. It enlists the help of Boston-based Partners in Health. The organization has experience tracking epidemics in other parts of the world, including the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. Senior reporter Steve Brown joins us now from WBUR State House Bureau with more on this collaboration. Steve, the state has been doing tracking all along, but this program seems to bring it to another level, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. Remember way, way back, like 3 or 4 weeks ago, when the state first started reporting confirmed cases of COVID-19? There were only a handful. It was relatively easy for local boards of health to reach out to someone who had tested positive and get a list from them of everyone they could think of who they had been in contact with. And then those people were notified and asked to quarantine themselves for 2 weeks. Now, with the number of confirmed cases rising by the hundreds every day, that's just getting tougher.
So how effective is contact tracing in slowing the spread of the virus?
Well, the folks from Partners in Health say it can be very effective. Their medical director, Dr. Joya McCurchy, says that epidemic control has relied on the tracing of contacts of infected people and that access to this information helps contacts know how to protect their loved ones or get tested or care for themselves.
Social distancing measures that the governor has led are important. They are an important first step in slowing transmission. But without knowing our own status, without being able to specifically protect our loved ones, we are all living in the dark.
Now, Dr. McCurchy says that they'll be hiring about 1,000 people, possibly more. She says those folks need to be tech savvy, use a cell phone, an app, or a computer interface, be humane, and be able to speak kindly to people. And foreign language skills are a plus.
Steve, just a short time ago, the Public Health Department released its daily coronavirus figures. What did they tell us?
Well, not surprisingly, those numbers continue to go up. 1,400 more positive cases, bringing the total number of confirmed cases to 10,402. There were 38 more COVID-19-related deaths, 6 more than were reported yesterday. Now, the total death toll stands at 192. I've been keeping a close eye on the daily increase of deaths. Obviously, each one is tragic. But other than a big jump from 8 deaths on Monday to 33 on Tuesday, all week long, the daily number of deaths has hovered in the 30s. I think everyone recognizes those numbers will ratchet up, but if the daily increases can be held to the single digits, that could be interpreted as an encouraging sign.
Would you give us an update on the situation at the state-operated Soldiers Home in Holyoke in Western Mass? That's where there's been a major cluster of COVID-19 cases and deaths among veterans there.
Sure, we're told that 21 veterans total have died there, 3 more since yesterday. So far, 15 of them have tested positive for COVID-19. 59 additional veterans from the home have tested positive, along with 5 staff members. An obvious outbreak. Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutter says that didn't happen at the other state-run Soldiers Home in Chelsea.
At Chelsea, there was a very clear incident command center established in response to COVID-19. So there was strong infection controls put in place, there's a strong team in place, and when individuals were identified, they were immediately, anyone who was symptomatic was immediately quarantined, and you see the differences between Chelsea and Holyoke.
Now, the Soldiers Home in Chelsea has lost 2 veterans to COVID-19. 11 other residents and 5 staffers have also tested positive there. Sutter's and Governor Baker pointed out that there's now an independent investigation going on to figure out exactly what went wrong at Holyoke.
Facilities such as soldiers' homes and nursing homes have pretty close quarters. People live closely together, so when there's an outbreak, it can spread quickly. There's one possible case of that today in the news. What is it?
Yes, at the Advenia Care Nursing Home in Wilmington, that was supposed to be converted to a COVID-19 recovery center. And when they started testing the residents there before moving them out to other facilities, 51 of the 98 residents there tested positive. So that move is on hold. Now, none of those who tested positive have shown any symptoms. They've all been isolated, and the staff is being tested there as well.
Thank you. Once again, WBUR Senior Statehouse Reporter Steve Brown. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Lisa.